community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back to your phone calls. Let's go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to respond to Megan Barr from yesterday regarding how there's government employees who are state legislatures. And I think she missed somebody.
Who?
Selena Torres, from what I've heard, I believe she's a school teacher and she's a state legislature, which I believe that is illegal. And remember, this is the same assemblywoman who her parents came here illegally, so birthright citizenship. She gave a million of our state and local funds to illegal alien lawyers. So I just confronted her, a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, they just walk away and ignore you and all that stuff. But I think you should spread the word about it.
Well, one of the things we talked about, there are 11, by my count, and maybe your count is different, 11 from both political parties who are abusing this constitutional issue. So I'm not sure that we've missed her.
Wow.
But there are 11, both okay. Sides of the aisle, just so you know.
You made my day, yeah. And again, it's just total hypocrisy, They have a supposed public town hall meeting in a library. The library staff takes their side, and they vaguely say, oh, it's a private event. And then I just want to ask some questions about the vaccine. And then they send police over. Apparently it was the marshals. Now, they didn't get kicked out of the property, but police followed them to their car. It was just asking questions. They're hypocrites. They don't want us to have guns. They don't want us to be protected at the border, or they want to defund our police. And then when you want to ask them simple questions, it's just like, end of the world to them.
And God forbid if you try and interrupt something that's going on with them, and all of a sudden you'll end up in jail. Cyrus, I'm glad you called. Thanks for bringing that up. And, again, 11 members
in front of their homes and their legislature. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, man. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I want you to hear, because this is one of the things that just burns me. We are learning more and more about what was in that $1.7 trillion spending bill, that omnibus. And we're finding out, in fact, Sean Hannity last night on Fox. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Hannity on the Biden tax increases that are coming in 2023. You don't know they're there, but they're there. Listen to this.
I know leftists, socialists, Democrats, the media mob, they are loving the Republican infighting on Capitol Hill, but they may not want to cast stones from a glass house. If there's one thing that we can say for certain tonight, is that the Democratic Party is a disaster filled with to the brim with nothing but liars. For example, remember Biden's pledge not to raise taxes on the middle class? Well, here are five taxes that went into effect in January. That includes a new multi-billion-dollar tax on those who power their homes with natural gas, a $12 billion tax on crude oil, another $1 billion tax on coal, a $71 billion tax on your 401k and your retirement of funds that had the worst year since 2008 last year, and $225 billion, a corporate tax hike that, by the way, corporations won't pay. They will pass it on to you.
Always the truth. That for as long as I can remember, when they say, yeah, we're going to really make the corporations pay their fair share. They're not going to pay their fair share. We are going to spend it for them. That's the way it has always been. It's the way it always will be. Coming up, Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group, but he also wears another hat. He is vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk about what's going on in his world and his evaluation of what's going on in our nation's capital. This is a story that ain't going away anytime soon, and that is the fact that we've got a Congress that right now is on lockdown. It's that bad. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Sounds like there's more movement through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515 than what's happening in Congress right now. Do expect some heavy volumes as you try to work through there. Looks like commuters are averaging about 45 miles per hour there. 515 north and eastern, 515 southbound at Main Street. Watch for a stalled vehicle. It's there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Several crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Westbound Cheyenne, that's at Jones. Northbound Rainbow at Farm. Northbound Lamb, that's at Owens, and you'll tap the brakes, 95 southbound at Southern Rancho.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. College basketball, UNLV on the road to Albuquerque Saturday, taking on the New Mexico Lobos. New Mexico ranked 21st in the latest AP poll. The Rebels, they started the season 10-0, but have now lost three of their last four. They fell Saturday at home to San Diego State. They're 0-2 in Mountain West Conference play. The Golden Knights are home Thursday night, facing the Pittsburgh Penguins, start a seven-game homestand. Vegas coming off a 3-2 win in Denver against the Colorado Avalanche, facing a Penguins team that's lost five in a row. The Raiders facing the Kansas City Chiefs Saturday, and that's a home game for the Raiders that'll close out the season, the first under Josh McDaniels. Las Vegas 6-10. Jarrett Stidham once again getting the start at quarterback after the organization made a decision to bench Derek Carr. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Pat Casale. I love this guy. is the owner of the MultiCare Group. He is also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. And he, last time we talked, he was in transit from Tyler, Texas to Las Vegas. He was supposed to be flying, but instead he was driving, and it was a long drive. And I asked what precipitated his long drive home from Tyler, Texas.
Well, thanks to Southwest Airlines, although I'm getting money back, they're going to give me some credits and stuff. They're going to pay me for my time. They're going to pay me for the rental car. I had to rent a car. I went to visit my grandchildren. Thank God I didn't turn the car in. I ended up extending the car for one extra day. It cost me an additional $500. And we decided to drive in from Tyler, Texas. It took 18 hours. And I saw rain, sleet, snow, ice, and sun all on the trip.
That is incredible. And you say that the airline's going to give you a bunch of that money back?
They refunded the missed tickets coming back. They're going to pay me for the one night's hotel stay. I got to get that receipt. They're going to reimburse me for the rent the car, extra $500, and the gas. So that's not too bad.
Maybe they'll even give me
some extra points, so I get a free flight out of the deal.
I was just going
to
say,
trying to get back in the game.
You got to punish them a little bit, just a little bit. Do you have any feel for what Southwest did wrong? I mean, to me, I couldn't even get through to them on their phone lines. Their phone lines crashed.
42 calls. But what really went wrong is they didn't upgrade their IT system since 2014. They tried to save money. And I guess they're going to lose all that money right now. One shot, 1 year, boom. One weekend.
That is incredible. Well, speaking of incredible, they're still voting. It looks like Kevin McCarthy has lost the fifth round of voting. How long do they keep doing this?
If McCarthy's a true Republican and cares about the party, he steps aside. He can't win. There's no chance. There's one vote short there that didn't show up. And the fact that he has his own party members saying, hey, we'll take Hakeem Jeffries over you, speaks volumes.
Did you see that? I could not believe that a Republican would say, oh, I could live with a Democrat as the Speaker of the House. That's incredible.
Well, it proves one thing, that the Republican Party needs to get their act together locally and nationally. The big problem with a lot of these Republicans that are elected, they want to play in the middle. And you know what? The Democrats don't play in the middle. And you can look at it by the vote. Hakeem Jeffries gets the same 213 votes every time they run. They do a count. And the bottom line is the Democrats stick together, Republicans don't. And Republicans need to be Republicans. They need to, when they run on something, they need to stick to it. I mean, it's really scary what's going on across the board here. And I think you're going to see a lot of change within the Republican Party on a national level.
If not Kevin McCarthy, then who?
I honestly think Steve Scalise is the perfect answer, perfect solution. I mean, that would be my pick. And or the gentleman from Florida, Donald, Congressman Donald. I got news for you. He's a Trumper too. This is actually a good move. It's playing into his corner. McCarthy might want to work out a deal and see if he can't get himself on some other leadership positions and maybe step aside.
Speaker emeritus or something, speaker, something like that. Byron Donald obviously is a guy that he's already getting 20 votes. He has replaced Jim Jordan as the second choice. I'm just curious, though, what does this do to our ability to govern in the House of Representatives? The fact that we are so fractured and we've got a group of five that are hell-bent on derailing Kevin McCarthy. What does this mean about our ability to use that five-vote margin to actually get stuff done?
Well, the moral of the story is Republicans who get elected better start doing what they say they're going to do. And you hit it on the head. You know, even if you even look at the Senate, look how many senators that are Republican that waver and support Democrats' positions. I mean, you look at a guy like, you know, Romney up north. I mean, we as a party need to get our act together, and either we're going to do what the Democrats do, or we're going to lose. Just like, you know, when you're in states that have harvesting that's legal, if you don't vote or harvest and the other side does, you're going to lose races. And I mean, case in point, look in Nevada, how many races we lost that were tight that could have been won. And basically what it comes down to is exactly what you're seeing here, like a stalemate. It's really unfortunate.
How far should Kevin McCarthy go? I mean, we have Ken Buck of Colorado who is saying this fifth vote is going to be his last vote for McCarthy. After that, he can't guarantee what's going to happen. What should Kevin McCarthy do?
He's not going to pull this off, so he needs to just step aside and stand up and say, you know what? You know, for the betterment of the party, the betterment of the Congress, I'm going to step aside and I nominate, you know, whoever, Steve Scalise or Donald himself, and see what happens. Steve Scalise would win. He'd get the votes. I mean, you know, listen, McCarthy, listen, the Republicans let a lot of people down nationally. You know, we had a lot of races that were tighter than they should have been, or we lost outright. And so the moral of the story is maybe it's time for some of this old guard to step aside and walk away. And allow new. I mean, it may happen with Ronna McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel is somebody right now who's going to be a casualty of what's happening right here because she supports McCarthy. So if he goes down, I'm sure she's in trouble. I think that vote, that 168 could turn out to be, you know, 92-76. She might lose.
When does that vote come?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Or 3 weeks. And you know what? Charmeet, she's good, man.
By the way, you're talking about Charmeet Dillon, who is running, has already announced that she is running against Ronna McDaniel.
I think, you know what? Republicans are tired of the same old retreads, and they want to win. They want things to change. You know, there's a lot of people talking about what's going on. I mean, right now in the state of Nevada, we have issues going on here. There's some changes because Michelle stepped down. So there's a lot going on. I mean, you look at this on a local level, all the way up to the national level, and it's pretty intense.
The rank and file, and you talk to people, you know, at ground level, are they as PO'd as a lot of the leadership is about this?
Yeah, I would have to sit there and say yes. I think people are really quite confused as to seeing the numbers that were rolled out and the fact that who didn't vote and how the Republicans showed up more than Democrats, which leads me to believe a lot of those Republican voters might in fact been Democrats who changed parties just to vote to make sure they can handpick certain people to run against. You know, I mean, I think the Republican candidates across the country need to become a little bit more astute and on the same path. We need to get together. I mean, if you look at McConnell has definitely let us down.
Well, and can I tell you something? Mitch McConnell just got re-upped as majority leader or minority leader in the United States Senate. So, he's not exactly the shining example we want to look at as models for leadership in our party. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. We are at war with an invisible enemy that impacts us all, especially here in Las Vegas. I'm talking about electromagnetic waves, EMFs from our phones and electronics, smart meters, Wi-Fi, and especially the new, more powerful 5G. If you're experiencing immune challenges, sleeplessness, headaches, muscle aches, weight gain, or just feel extra stress, it could be your body's natural reaction when it feels under attack. Your solution is Life Armor, a 30-year proven health technology that powers up your body's natural defenses from harmful waves, EMF, Wi-Fi, and 5G. It's like your own personal force field. The results are immediate. Life Armor improves your physical and mental performance instantly. Go to lifearmor.us. Check out their wearable protective accessories. I wear their bracelet and pendant. Life Armor offers a 100% money-back guarantee and a 20-year warranty. Protect yourself and your family. Go to lifearmor.us. Use code WAR and save 20%. Lifearmor.us.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, how you doing? It's Mr. Pink. Our competitors are doing something crazy, giving rebates and discounts you might not get. The one thing I guarantee, it's a Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, 22 Ram 1500 Bighorn, 13K off MSRP, 22 Challenger GT, 7K off MSRP, 22 Durango SXT up to $8,250 off MSRP, and lease a Durango GT all-wheel drive, 24-month lease, $399 due at signing, $309 a month. So don't forget to come see me at 5050 West Sahara. Mr. Pink, baby!
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Sage Digital. Sage is a local web design and website management company with offices in Henderson near the 215. It's simple. Alex and his brilliant creative team at Sage are the best. Is your current website company not meeting your expectations? Is your website stagnant? Are you waiting days for a return call? Are you getting no traffic and disappointing sales? Whether you need support on your existing website or need to redesign it or build it from scratch, Alex and his team have your solution. Ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Sage saved my bacon. They quickly understood the issues I was having and implemented creative solutions. Now Sage manages my site. They do what they say they're going to do. They answer phones and emails promptly. They understand any issue you may have with your website. They've seen it all and can quickly fix any problem. Call Sage Digital at 702-268-9000. That's 268-9000. Remember to ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one, or find them online at sage.agency.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All of us are concerned about DeMar Hamlin and the collapse in Cincinnati. He remains in critical condition. But something came up on Tucker Carlson last night that I wanted to share with you. And that is this talk that the collapse of DeMar might be related to COVID or COVID vaccines. We've seen a lot of European soccer players collapsing, some dying on the field. Young, vibrant players, athletes, and suddenly we're starting to see more and more of this. Now we see this on nationwide TV, on ESPN, no less. This was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
We don't know exactly why DeMar Hamlin collapsed last night, but at the same time, there are concerns about cases like this. Young athletes collapsing on the field of heart problems. And there has been a dramatic increase in this. You're not imagining it. So what is this? Cardiologist Peter McCullough and researcher Pangas Polycritis looked into this trend in Europe, European sports leagues. They found that prior to COVID and the COVID-19 vaccines, there were roughly 29 cardiac arrests in those European sports leagues per year. Since the vax campaign began, there have been more than 1,500 total cardiac arrests in those leagues. and two-thirds of those were fatal. Does that prove something? We don't know. But you should know that. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist. He's also the author of Courage to Face COVID-19. He joins us tonight to assess. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. So this is one of those phenomena that people who use social media are aware of because there are videos of it floating around. But I don't know when the last time I heard, if ever, an American public health authority address this directly and tell people, what is this? Is this real? Tell us your findings from your actual study on this.
The concern here is that athletes at a professional level, Tucker, are carefully screened for underlying heart disease. The leading cause of sudden death on the playing field is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The athletes are screened for this. There are rare conditions, genetic abnormalities in heart rhythm that can present. But sudden cardiac death should be a very unusual phenomenon. And as your report indicates, it's extremely unusual in the NFL since the high level of scrutiny. There's a differential diagnosis that doctors go through when this happens. I watched it live, and then I watched the replay as a cardiologist. To me, it looked like he made a hard tackle. There was head and neck impact. But he got up, he clapped his hands, and then he fell over backwards. It looked like a primary cardiac arrest. Everything that was done on the field looked perfect. I think the duration of CPR resuscitation is going to be in a window where he can have neurologic recovery. The issue is what caused it. And the concern based on our research is that COVID-19 can cause myocarditis or heart damage. The heart damage in some cases can be asymptomatic, and the initial presentation can be a cardiac arrest. There's other things in the differential, genetic abnormalities of heart rhythm disturbance, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a spinal cord type of interaction with the heart. But I think the leading concern here is vaccine-induced myocarditis, if indeed he's taken the vaccine. And boy, the family, the Bills doctors, and the current doctors at University of Cincinnati Medical Center have a public health obligation to tell us if he's taken the vaccine.
I agree with that to the max. I really honestly do. Coming up, Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto creep, who apparently bilked folks out of something like $40 million. And he's up on charges. There is a new twist to this story. We'll bring you that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
I heard you have a new catchphrase this year.
We do. Your first loan is free in 2023.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage.